This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Are you even a Browns fan if you weren't sent a video, or a photo, I should say, yesterday of Kirk Cousins at a Westside burrito establishment?
If you received a phone call from a person that said they were in there, does that make you more of a Browns fan?
Yeah, this is turning into one of those events like the perfect game, the Indians perfect game back in the day, where how many people say they were in attendance? Oh, yeah.
About 75,000 people, yeah. And there were actually 75 people in the stands.
Yeah, yeah. So how many were actually at Chipotle yesterday?
Where were you? Where were you when Kirk Cousins visited Chipotle yesterday in Westlake?
All right, Dale. Now, you seem pretty worked up about every facet of this story yesterday. I must say, we had two coworkers, Owen and Keith, the boss, both saying they knew directly that Kirk Cousins was there. So anybody that was debunking that Kirk Cousins was actually in Cleveland and Northeast Ohio, we can debate till the cows come home why he was here. And whether he had formal meetings with the Cleveland Browns, whether he made his way to Berea. Okay, that stuff is reckless speculation.
There's a lot of reckless speculation going on.
But we do know, we all agree, right?
He was here.
Kirk Cousins was here.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, Owen, how do you know?
He loves the Great Lakes. He has a house on every Great Lake.
Hey, listen, when you're in the off season and it's late March, Cleveland, Ohio's a destination. Like, at some point, we just need to accept how awesome it is here.
And
yeah.
Yep.
It's gonna
be, did say 90 great days.
And one of them is going to be Saturday.
Yeah.
Kirk needs to be here till Saturday to get one of those great days. But that could be the case. So, Dale, you seemed particularly annoyed yesterday on how this was handled throughout the city.
No, I'm annoyed in how some stuff is getting handled, both on social media and just in general, the media. Like, it takes 2 seconds to check in on something. I just feel like folks in our business are starting to get real cavalier with information, and it's leading to social media firestorms that don't need to be there. I got a lot of hate on X yesterday because I tried to have a little fun with the whole Kirk Cousins thing, because I actually did do my job and check in, okay, why is the guy here? And I'll tell you why he was here. He was here to hang out with a Browns player and that Browns player's family, because they're close. And he's property of the Atlanta Falcons. The Browns cannot talk to him without permission. And my understanding, as I posted on X yesterday, is Browns don't have permission to talk to him. And so I wanted to get that information out there just to kind of quell the speculation of, well, he's here to talk to the Browns and things like that. I was just trying to provide some fact. And I got absolutely ratioed for doing that.
Oh, no.
We had We had the Deion Sanders thing where he allegedly said something at some conference. And a week later, some dude with a lot of followers on X posted that Deion said something he didn't. And it went viral on social media. And Deion Sanders ultimately saw it on Instagram and had to say, no, that's nonsense. I never said that. There are other situations that are popping up where it just takes you 2 seconds to figure out, yeah, there's no chance, and you know what, that can even happen. So I'm a little frustrated with the media landscape right now and how some folks go about doing their jobs. There was someone that said that the Browns didn't attend Ohio State's Pro Day because they were in Miami with Cam Ward. No, the Browns sent the scouting department to Columbus, Ohio. Believe it or not, the organization can walk and chew gum at the same time. And, oh, yeah, by the way, if you really want to do some scouting, it's called Watch the Game Film from College Football Season. Not guys running around in shorts and T-shirts, or in some cases, shirtless, on air, with nobody else competing with them. I get a little frustrated with, and it's something that I fight myself internally. I'm real frustrated at times with the very casual usage of information on social media and in the media landscape when people don't want to do the work. They don't want to do the homework. They don't want to double check things. And then I get ratioed because, I don't know, I did my job by checking in to make sure that the Browns did not have permit, because Kirk Cousins is a name I've been talking about since February.
Well, here's what you tweeted, and you said you were having fun. Let's see, how does this come across?
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us, or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I'll throw this out. Kirk Cousins is property of the Atlanta Falcons, just FYI. He can talk to the Browns without their permission. My understanding is that this has not happened. Hate to let facts once again get in the way of a good story.
That's very fine if you choose to read it in that nice tone.
How did you read it?
Pace voice, because
I wrote it in a very condescending tone.
I have to go pull it up. I don't have it in front of me, but it was not in that same tone. That was I read it in the tone that I've heard Daryl talking several times, not only in interviews on this station, but in breaks during this show. And it went much, much more cutting than that.
Okay, so there
it was meant to be condescending because, again, there's just been so many instances in the last 2 weeks where firestorms have started and they've been completely inaccurate. So I was trying to throw some accuracy in with a little, shade.
So with all of that said, and 216-474-0092, it does seem like an interesting time of the year to have Kirk Cousins just show up in Northeast Ohio, right?
Again, we can all admit that. Late March, who doesn't want to visit the southern shore of Lake Erie in late March?
Well, it is a total coincidence that he'd want to be meeting with maybe, say, one of the offensive linemen or a member of the Browns. I mean, there's no connection to be drawn about maybe learning some of the cadence and the play design. And I mean, that is a total coincidence.
Myles Garrett has volunteered his services to recruit some players to Cleveland. But
now Myles does live much further south than where this
is true.
It would get cold by the time he got all the way home. Yeah. I mean, that brown bag, it only keeps in so much of the heat.
Not insulated.
Well, but you know what? Kirk Cousins doesn't strike me as a brown bag type of guy. And judging from the video and the photo evidence that surfaced yesterday, I think it's fair. I think we can assume that Kirk Cousins is not a brown bag guy.
Listen, whatever it takes to get that honey chicken in your mouth like I had earlier in the week is delightful. All right, 216-474-0092. Are you buying what Daryl's selling, that this was a coinkydink? This had nothing to do whatsoever with the Cleveland Browns doing everything they can, their due diligence, less than a month before the draft, and then when everything gets settled with the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, which is when I presume that we would be hearing about a potential trade for Kirk Cousins.
The National Football League takes tampering very seriously.
To the point
they have now what's called legal tampering.
Well, as long as it's legal, you can do it.
Yeah.
But while I don't dispute anything that Daryl said today or in his tweet yesterday, I do not believe for a second that he was only here to visit a friend. I think there was a ton of, let's poke around. There's some times where, in my life maybe, I've made sure I was very adjacent to an opportunity that could come my way. Well, and that,
couple birds with one stone.
Why else would you be, you know exactly what you're doing when you come to town and go publicly.
He responded to the post that went went nuts on social media, which was funny. But then the other thing that's fun to speculate about him like doing his potential homework. I will give Browns fan credit; they rolled out the orange and brown carpet yesterday. That's for sure. So if Kirk Cousins was in fact on a fact-finding mission about, I don't know, what it's like to be in Northeast Ohio, I think he got a pretty positive view of the type of fan base that is here.
You saying the fan base yesterday locked into the idea?
Did you not watch X yesterday?
Well, that's why I gotta be honest. I was not really on it throughout the day.
Do you know how many crimes Browns fans might be able to solve? Like it really is amazing.
Well, I do want to talk about this. 216-474-0092. If Kirk Cousins is your next quarterback, is your starting quarterback come September, how will that make you feel? Browns are dead last in the AFC when it comes to win totals heading into the season. Would this change it? Would this dramatically change it? Would it make you think that you got a shot all of a sudden? And also, we've got some audio for you coming up in hour number two. Deion Sanders debunking some of the rumors about his son and where he might want to go.